The unofficial kickoff to election season in Aspen is Lottery Day, when the order in which candidates' names will appear on the ballot is determined. City Clerk Linda Manning stands ready in the empty city council chambers in the basement of City Hall. Earlier, she had sauntered across the street to Peach's Cafe, where she randomly recruited Andy Curtis and Danielle Arca to conduct the lottery drawing.
Too funny.
And then she came and asked me, and I was like, yes, I'll do it.
The two strangers left their bags and breakfast at the coffee shop and entered City Hall just before 9:30 a.m.
No, I'm glad to help. This is exciting. I've never been part of the lottery day before. Maybe I'll do this every year.
I actually had jury duty this morning, and when I reported, they had canceled the case. So I felt like this is another opportunity for me to fulfill my civic duty.
During particularly contentious public hearings, council chambers can be packed to the gills with all the seating filled up and citizens standing along the back of the room. This morning, though, only two observers are present. Mayoral candidate Cale Mitchell and Councilmember Ann Mullins, who is running for another four-year term.
Right. Well, we'll just start. So we'll do mayor first.
Each candidate's name is on a piece of paper on display on a table in the middle of the room. Manning reads each name to ensure all candidates have a corresponding name tag. She then folds up the scraps and places them into a festive bowl with red, white, and blue stars printed on it, adding a patriotic flair to the ceremony. Curtis drew first, choosing the pecking order for the mayoral ballot.
This is top of the ballot.
Yes, number one.
Very excited. Cale.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay. Congrats.
Second up, Steve Skedrin.
Okay.
And last but not least, Lee McCulhey.
Okay.
That was exciting.
Arco was tasked with pulling the six names for city council.
Which position is this for?
This is for one.
Skippy Mesereau.
Okay. Number two.
And with that, the fanfare was over.
All right.
Thank you.
That concludes our lottery. Thank you to our fabulous volunteers.
Thank you.
Welcome. It was exciting.
Yeah, it was great.
My hands got a little sweaty. I thought I was going to drop one.
For all its pomp, Lottery Day lasts for about 1 minute. It was so fast, in fact, that city council candidates Skippy Mesereau, Tory, and attorney Jim True all arrived too late for the action. Tory, who has previously sat on council and run for mayor, teased Manning about the unexpected efficiency.
Man, you are the only person that starts something actually on time in City Hall. What do you think you're doing?
Clerks don't mess around.
With the official order that candidates will be listed on the ballot determined, Manning can now go about a slew of tasks leading up to the spring municipal election. Sample ballots will be online this week, and ballots get sent in the mail on April 10th. This is the second all-mail-in ballot election for the city of Aspen. Manning says that bodes well for higher participation.
We're hoping for a big turnout. The last election in 2015, we were two votes shy of having our biggest turnout, and that was the first all-mail ballot election that we had. So, you know, the mail ballot definitely helps.
There are 6,300 registered voters within Aspen city limits. On average, 30-35% of them actually participate in the local elections. Voters can check their registration online, and Tory emphasized the importance of accurate contact information.
And, you know, make sure you're registered at your current address and look for your mail ballot.
Election research has shown that the order in which candidates' names appear on a ballot can be highly influential on the outcome, with the first name winning most often. By coincidence, the top of the ticket for both the mayoral and city council races this year are 30-year-old first-time candidates. Skippy Mesereau leads the city's Next Generation Commission and Planning and Zoning Commission. He has thrown his hat in the ring for one of two open spots on city council.
There's no time where local government matters more, where we should be more motivated to show up, to participate, to activate as a citizenry.
Cale Mitchell is going all out in his first foray into politics, running for mayor of Aspen. He grew up here and says while it's nice to be at the top of the ballot, he doesn't necessarily need the boost in name recognition.
I am not going to be shy about saying I have very little experience, but I have been a part of this community. I'm able to kind of hear what people are asking me and respond in a way that I think that I can change things.
Manning encourages those who like to wait until the last minute to vote in person at City Hall instead of walking in their mail ballot. Allison Bektesh, Aspen Public Radio News.